thanks again to a listener tip about the closure of Humboldt Bay. And this was new to me. We called around. We talked to some oyster industry types, and they're like, yep, bay's closed. Can't sell oysters right now. So if you're trying to make an oyster recipe, you are getting blocked. And the reason for that, we have a very helpful dude on the phone right now. He's with Arcata's Environmental Services District. What's Eric Lust? You're on the air. How are you, sir? Eric?
I am well, thank you.
You work with the wastewater department within the city of Arcata, right?
Indeed. I'm the superintendent. I run the water and wastewater division. So I'm the person who does the recording, and there's a crew, a public works crew, who does response to these sorts of events.
Okay. So if we're understanding this correctly, that Wind Song development in the bottoms, some debris got into one of the lines, and that created a sewage spill into, like, Arcata Bay, correct?
Yes, in essence, yes.
Okay.
The sewer collection system in that area.
And you guys rely on tips from the public, and I guess nobody saw this thing, and about 24 hours went by. So what is the estimate right now of the amount of sewage that may have spilled into the bay?
The estimate is more than 1,000 gallons. It was 1,200 gallons total, and during the time that we were there, we were able to recapture 60 gallons. But we were only there for a short amount of time of the overall duration of sewage escaping from the system.
And when we talk about sewage going into the bay, we're not talking about gutter runoff. We're talking about sewage from homes and such.
Indeed, yes. There are miles of sewer lines underground, and they carry sewage from residences in every urban area to the local treatment plant. We do have a few sensors out there that can tell us automatically when levels are high, but for the most part, that system does not have automatic sensors. We rely on public tips.
And speaking of public tips, there is a number you can call, which is 822-8184, if you ever see something that looks a little fishy in Arcata with regards to wastewater. You call 822-8184. So this is not the bay closure concept means that oysters cannot be harvested until the lab results come in. Is that that's what we're waiting for right now? Lab results?
As far as I know, I'm not an expert on how the California Department of Public Health handles the closures. I do know that they typically are a 3-day automatic closure, and then apparently some time while they're waiting for the lab results to come back. And then also, as far as I know, oysters, when they're harvested, are held for some period of time until they're sold. So there is a bit of a time lag when the bay comes back open again before oysters are available.
Okay. So what this means for the oyster industry is that those people are just sitting on their hands today, it would seem. Like they can't go out and pull oysters.
Yeah, that's pretty much the essence of it.
Okay. So, again, we're speaking with Eric Lust, who was kind enough to jump on the air here in a pinch. And if you need more information about this, you can certainly call the city of Arcata. Their phone number is 822-8184. By the way, it's noon here in Ferndale, KHUM, Cutting Eureka, Arcata, and McDaniel's Slough. And Windsong. So, you guys, you got the tip. You came out there. You were on scene within a half hour of getting the phone call. You unclogged it. You monitored a little bit of it. You made the estimate, and that triggers the bay closure. And you were saying that bay closures are not actually that uncommon. How many times a year do you think bay closures occur?
Bay closures can happen from a variety of triggers. The most common by far is excessive rainfall. It's my understanding that any time the rainfall amounts are above 1 inch in a 24-hour period, that the bay is just closed automatically due to stormwater runoff.
Okay.
So it would be fairly common for us to have more than 1 inch in 24 hours.
Sure, sure. Okay, so when we hear about bay closures, it sounds dramatic, but it's actually a thing that happens, and they're just making sure that the water is clean so the oysters are healthy. Again, Eric Lust with the City of Arcata, we do appreciate that. I guess this happened at some point late last week, and now we're just waiting for the results to come back in. What happens then? You guys call, like, the oyster bed people and let them know that it's okay to get back to work?
Actually, we do some reporting. We do the sewer response. Once we report to the California Department of Public Health, the California Department of Health works with the oyster growers from that point forward. So we are pretty much out of the loop after we've made our notification.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Eric Lust, thank you so much for your time. I know we're on your lunch break right now, so enjoy that. And to the citizens of Arcata who reported this thing, good on you. And just keep your eyes open. 822-8184 is what you call if you see a sewer in trouble. Thanks, Eric Lust. Have a great day. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I just was going to add, please call the Arcata Police Department if it's after hours, if you see anything. And also just emphasize that we do try very hard to respond extremely fast to these whenever we do get the call. So the sooner people call, the sooner we can get out there and get these things fixed and avoid this sort of system scam.
Perfect. And we'll post all this stuff up to KHEM.com, including the phone number to call. Thanks. Have a great day. This is KHUM back in just a moment.
It's the summer eyewear sale at Six Rivers Optical. Starting August 15th, all frames in stock will be 30 to 50% off.
Let the staff at Six Rivers.